In Florida, medical investigators are trying to find out how two men were exposed to spores of the deadly bacterium anthrax. One man died of the infection last Friday. Now there is evidence that one of his co-workers has anthrax spores in his system, although he doesn't have symptoms of the disease. So far, there is no evidence that terrorism is involved, but Attorney General John Ashcroft said today that the tenor of the investigation has changed.
We regard this as an investigation which could become a clear criminal investigation. And we are pursuing this with all the dispatch and care that's appropriate, relying on the expertise of the Centers for Disease Control and health authorities.
NPR's Richard Knox is in Florida. Richard, what are authorities there saying about this being more than just a medical investigation?
Well, it's very interesting. Over the weekend, the public health authorities, who were then dealing with just one known case of exposure to this germ, were saying very emphatically, this is a medical public health investigation. This is not a criminal investigation. I said over the weekend, well, what would turn it into a criminal investigation? And the head investigator said, a second case. Well, now they have a second case. It's not a case of disease, and that's very important to note. It is a case of a documented exposure of another person who worked in the same office building as the fellow who died on Friday.
Now, he does not have symptoms of anthrax, but he did have this spore found in, I gather, his nasal passage. What is his condition exactly?
Well, we were not told his condition today, but last night it was considered to be stable. He's an elderly gentleman, I'm told early 70s. He worked in the mailroom of this building, which contains the offices of a number of tabloid newspapers. He fell ill with something that had sort of a pneumonia-like syndrome, and he was in intensive care. That's how he came to attention, because the investigators in the last week have been looking very closely at anybody who got sick who work with the fellow, Mr. Stevens, who died on Friday. And they took a swab of his nasal passages and found out the test results last night, namely that it contained spores of anthrax.
Now, the two men both worked at the same building, at the same office building. What's the situation of that office building today?
Today, that office building is locked down entirely. It's being treated as a potential crime scene in light of what the Attorney General just mentioned. The workers have been told they can't come to work, and they're being urged to go to a clinic to get tested and to get antibiotics. They're trying to put out these newspapers, but the building is going to be intensively investigated for more evidence of any anthrax inside. There's one important new piece of information is that anthrax was found on the keyboard of the fellow who died.
Now, give us some sense, Richard, of how rare this is for someone first to die of anthrax and then for spores of the anthrax bacterium to be discovered.
It is. It may be unique in many of its particulars. First of all, overall, to suffer from anthrax disease in this country is extremely rare. It comes up, it crops up in animals, livestock usually, and the Department of Agriculture swings into action and disposes of those carcasses to limit the spread, and very successfully. In humans, there have only been 18 cases, now 19 with Mr. Stevens, of so-called inhalation anthrax over the last century. It's just a very, very rare disease. And then to have two people with evidence of exposure in the same office building, when office buildings are not the place where this germ normally hangs out, is just, I think it's probably unique.
Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Knox.